Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma. Joining me today is Daniel, and we are going to talk about the role of VEICUT in advancing sustainable development in the aerospace industry.
Thanks for having me, Emma.
Before we dive into the details, Daniel, could you give our listeners a quick overview of what VEICUT does?
Of course, VEICUT is a software solution that has been around since 1988. It's considered the industry standard for simulation, verification, and optimization of CNC machines. The software helps manufacturers simulate their machining processes in a virtual environment before they go to the shop floor.
I see, and how does this contribute to sustainable development?
Well, the key is waste reduction. VEICUT helps companies eliminate, or at least minimize, the various types of waste within their manufacturing processes. This includes reducing scrap, preventing machine tool crashes, and optimizing the use of raw materials.
That makes sense. The aerospace industry is all about precision and efficiency.
Exactly, and with the United Nations urging companies to meet the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030, every business needs to look at their operational practices. In fact, when an aerospace company is tendering for work, up to 15% of the decision-making refers to sustainability and environmental impact.
Wow, that is a significant percentage.
Right, and this is where VEICUT can really make a difference.
Let's break it down. How does the software work in practice?
VEICUT starts with the prove out of new or modified components. It allows manufacturers to produce parts in a virtual environment, which often eliminates the need for physical test runs. This reduces the risk of scrapping raw materials and the potential for machine tool crashes.
So it's like a digital trial run before the real thing.
Exactly, and Gavin Powell from CG Tech Limited, the managing director, emphasizes the importance of independence in this process. He compares it to a student marking their own test. If a CAM system checks its own tool path, it's not the same as having an independent system verify it.
Right, it's like having a third party ensure everything is correct before it goes live.
Precisely, and this reduces the risk of errors that could lead to waste.
What about for components that are already in production?
VEICUT can still be applied there. The software can optimize the NC code to make the manufacturing process more efficient. This can lead to cycle time savings of up to 40%.
That's a huge improvement.
And with those savings, companies can avoid additional capital investment. They can produce more parts with their existing capacity.
What about the force module?
The force module is where things get really interesting. It uses physics-based optimization to determine the maximum reliable feed rate for any given cutting condition. The module considers four factors: force on the cutter, spindle power, maximum chip thickness, and maximum allowable feed rate.
So it's optimizing the cutting process in real time.
Yes, it calculates ideal feed rates by analyzing tool geometry, material properties, and detailed cutting tool edge geometry. This helps manufacturers achieve optimal cutting conditions without altering the tool path.
And what kind of savings can companies expect?
VEICUT force typically achieves savings of 8 to 15% on aluminium. For difficult to cut materials, the savings can be over 20%.
That's impressive, and how does this affect tool life?
Tool life is significantly increased with force. By optimizing the cutting conditions, the software reduces wear and tear on the cutting tools. This leads to lower tooling costs and less waste.
Are there any other modules or solutions that VEICUT offers?
Yes, the composites programming solutions are another area where VEICUT is making an impact. The VEICUT composite programming, VCP, and composite simulation, VCS, modules help remove waste from the composites manufacturing process.
How do these modules work?
Well, in the composites industry, a significant amount of time is spent on inspection and rework. VICUT solutions can reduce this wasted time by up to 40%.
That's a game changer for companies using composite materials.
Absolutely, and this is just one example of how VICUT is helping the aerospace industry move towards sustainability.
What's the bigger picture here, Daniel?
Gavin Powell emphasizes that we need to aim for positive changes to tackle the climate crisis. By reducing, reusing, and recycling, we can control carbon emissions and work towards net zero.
And it's not just good for the planet.
Right, it's good for business too. Companies that adopt sustainable practices are more competitive and can meet the growing demand for environmentally responsible products.
That's a powerful message.
Indeed, and as the aerospace industry continues to evolve, solutions like VICUT will play a critical role in shaping a more sustainable future.
Well, Daniel, thank you for sharing your insights on VICUT and its impact on sustainable development.
My pleasure. It's been a pleasure discussing this important topic with you.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to the Northeast Innovation Podcast. Join us next time for more discussions on innovation and technology in the aerospace industry.